Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
The final section of John 10 transitions from Jesus' description of himself as the Good Shepherd to the confrontation with Jewish authorities we read about in today's Gospel. While the description of the Good Shepherd stood in contrast with the bad shepherds, the prophecy of Ezekiel 34, today the contrast is between the sheep and those who are not in Christ's fold. Why do you think it was that they didn't believe in Jesus? My reading is that they didn't listen because they had misplaced expectations. They expected the Messiah to act in a political, nationalistic way. John says that this scene took place during the Feast of the Dedication, when Jews remembered the revolt of Judas Maccabee against Greek domination. They probably thought Judas Maccabee led Israel to freedom. If Jesus claims to be the Messiah, why is he not doing what the Maccabees did? So even when they saw Jesus perform great miracles and teach like no one ever had, they were not convinced, because they were clinging to their idea of what God's Messiah had to do. That's why they didn't believe. It was also the reason why Jesus didn't insist. Since they were hardened, he didn't repeat words they had already decided to disregard. They were wondering, why isn't he more open about being the Messiah if that's his claim? And the answer was, Christ had already detected their rejection. God is not inclined to force his way in, but comes in through the door. Then Jesus described his sheep in the way we read in the prior sections in this chapter. He said, "They hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me." It's a simple and profound definition of a disciple. They hear, because they are actively seeking. They're not just there passively standing by, but they're actively seeking the Word of God. I know them, which can be rendered, I acknowledge them. They are transparent to me. They allow themselves to be known by me. They're not hiding. And they follow me, that is, they obey. They act upon the words they hear from God. And because they obey, they get to hear even better. We see that virtuous cycle taking place here. So what elements in Christ's description of his sheep do you recognize in yourself? Do you also find in yourself some of the attitudes of the authorities that Jesus confronted? How is the Lord inviting you to grow as a disciple?